and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, Calm in the Storm.
The scripture is from the 8th chapter of Matthew. As Jesus got into a boat, his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a violent storm came up on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by waves, but he was asleep. They came and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we are perishing. Jesus said to them, Why are you terrified, O you of little faith? Then he got up, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. The men were amazed and said, What sort of man is this, whom even the winds and the sea obey? I am of Irish descent on my mother's side, and I still have family in Ireland. On one visit some years ago, I was given a handmade Irish cardigan. The pattern was very intricate, and I asked if there was any significance to the pattern. I was told then that almost no Irishman ever learned to swim, so each family had a distinct pattern which could identify any fisherman who drowned. There is an instinct in us to find land more comfortable than water. The proverb saying, don't rock the boat, has a deep impact on our psyche. So the friends of Jesus were terrified and cursing the moment they decided to join him in the boat. Holy moly, here we are drowning and he's snoring. Wake him up. His response sounds nice, but a bit of a put-down in the moment. But his response is exactly what they want. He tells the storm to stop, and it does. Holy moly, did you see that? He can control the weather. Who is this guy? So what is the message? Certainly for us, about some calm in the midst of a global storm. I think it is extremely appropriate in this time of pandemic, and in this time of historic response to a 400-year history of racial oppression. We are all agitated. The anger is appropriate but emotionally exhausting. Our leadership is inconsistent and divisive, both politically and in the leaders of our local churches. We realize only together can we act lovingly and morally. All of this comes at a cost. The journey is one where the destination is still unsure. What is essential is that we all experience some calm so we can have the energy to do transformative good. Jesus always prayed first so that he could teach well and do good, an example we all need to follow. In two different but concurrent human dilemmas. That cannot happen by willing it, but an openness to the presence of the Holy Spirit can produce calm in the midst of a global storm. And even a little faith can produce that openness. May we have the energy, the gracious energy, to do this.